The Dakota Access Pipeline is part of a larger pipeline system called the Bakken Pipeline, carrying oil from the Bakken region of North Dakota, produced almost exclusively via fracking, to Texas. The pipeline was completed and went online in October of last year, but since that time, the company behind the pipeline, Energy Transfer Partners, has been trying to build an extension from Texas, cutting across Louisiana, to refineries, petrochemical facilities, and export terminals in that state. The extension is called the Bayou Bridge Pipeline. But standing in the way of completion of that pipeline and blocking it at every possible opportunity is a group of water protectors in the Lou S. LaVie protest camp. That's Water is Life. A founder of that camp and longtime Louisiana resident is joining us today by phone. Sherry Foytlin is a co-founder of the Mothers Project, Gulf Coast and Idle No More. Gulf Coast. Apologies. She is a longtime resident of Louisiana and joining us by phone from Louisiana today. Thanks for being with us, Cherie.
All right. Thank you.
Also on the phone is Theda Wright. She and her sisters own a 30-acre parcel of cypress forest that have not given the okay to Energy Transfer Partners to build through their land or use their land. Theda is joining us today from Texas, I believe, is where you are, right, Theda? Theda, are you there? All right, it looks like we might not have her right now. We know we've got her on the line. Theda, are you there? All right, sorry, we'll come back to you. We know we've got her on the line, so we'll just return to her. But let's start with you, Cherie. Thanks again for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And so first, could you describe for listeners who may have not heard of the Bayou Bridge Pipeline yet, exactly what the area is through which it's being built? Tell us about this bayou, its significance, why you don't think a pipeline should be built through it.
Yeah. First, I did want to say, you know, I work with Indigenous Environmental Network now. I'm a campaigner for there, so I'm proud to be there. I want to make sure that gets out.
But thank you.
We have, no problem. This pipeline goes through 11 of our parishes here in South Louisiana, and it goes through 700 bodies of water. They've been building at like a frantic pace, and their hopes, they're telling their shareholders, is to be finished by the end of October. I highly doubt that's going to happen, mainly because the land, like Ms. Theda's here in St. Martin Parish, hasn't even been expropriated, meaning they don't even have a right to be on that particular property. And yeah, we've been fighting this all the way through. As a matter of fact, we've just had successes after successes on all these levels legally. There was a temporary injunction that was earlier this year that was overturned by the appellate. We on the federal level, on the state level, we won that case too. And they, for the first time ever, the state court said that they had to take people in this community called Freetown in St. James, which is a freed slave community that has no way out. They're in Cancer Alley and has no way out of all the toxins that's been put there by these refineries, these chemical plants. They have no evacuation route, and that wasn't even taken into consideration. We won that case too, you know. And then, you know, even on the local levels, you know, to see local people that are just like, this is just not the company for us and all that. But unfortunately, this company just feels like it lives outside the law, and it just continues to put pipe in the ground no matter what. It's interesting to me that we're playing their game by their rules and their laws that they've created, but yet those laws don't seem to matter when it comes to this particular company and to these oil companies.
And you mean Energy Transfer Partners when you say this company. Can you just sort of place us in this basin? I've spent a lot of time in Louisiana reporting on the BP Gulf oil disaster, and just the beauty of these bayous is hard to understand unless you've been there. Can you, you know, again, tell us why this is an area that you think is so important to protect?
Oh, that is the truth right there. I tell you, like, when we're out there and you can see like all the stars in the Milky Way, like in the middle of the basin, and when the sun comes up and it stretches across the trees, and there's alligators that are sitting on top of the water, big ones and little ones, and the swamp is a living, breathing thing. I don't know how to explain it other than that. It's constantly moving. There's little frog, everything from little frogs to big wild boars to, you know, deer, and every part of all this natural. It's the largest natural swamp in North America, and I would say, dare to say, without hesitation, a national treasure. If you've never been able to see the swamp and see the cypress trees with the moss hanging off of it, swaying in the wind, and the water just kind of slowly lapping in, then you're missing all, you know, the part of the United States, as far as I'm concerned, because it's absolutely gorgeous and so integral to all the cultures of the Big Easy.
Mm. And so, Theda Wright, I'm going to see, do we have you on the phone again now?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay, fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us. So you own a 38 parcel of cypress forest land in this area. So this is land that you also feel very connected with. Can you first tell us about your parcel of land, what it means to you, and why you've denied Energy Transfer Partners access to it?
Well, actually, there are quite a few heirs that have an interest in the property that the Bayou Bridge Pipeline is trying to access. They want a permanent easement, and my sisters and I and my nieces are totally opposed to it.
And can you tell us why that is? You know, what's so important about this area of land? What makes it important to you, and why don't you want Energy Transfer Partners to have access to it?
Well, my great-great-grandfather came from Sweden and helped settle Bayou Shane. And until the spillway was created, they were part of a very close-knit community there. And when that land was taken by eminent domain, everyone in that area had to forfeit their land. They offered them $2.50 an acre or nothing. And basically, they had to leave with just personal items, and they were given no, like, support in relocating or anything. So this land's been in our family for generations.
And you've, sorry, go ahead.
Everything that Cherie said about the land there is exactly the case. It's absolutely gorgeous. A gorgeous ecosystem that pipeline will destroy. There's no doubt about it.
Sherry, can you talk about the organizing effort to stop the pipeline, what it's been like, and what you faced from the state and the private company Energy Transfer Partners?
Yeah, I can. From the, like, you know, from the beginning, when this project was just having public hearings, and we organized 700 people to show up at hearings that usually no one shows up for. I've been at pipelines hearings before, or other energy infrastructure, and I look over and it's basically me and just the CEOs. But in this case, people came out in the droves. They came out, they had music, they brought food, they did whatever they could. And a lot of this was spurred because of the things that happened at Standing Rock, right? And then we also, 17,000 comments went in, more than anything I've ever seen, you know, as far as people just here, from here, who said that they just do not want this pipeline. That was everything from landowners to crawfishers in the basin to, you know, the people in Cancer Alley, people in Lake Charles, in these EJ communities, and then just regular citizens that were like, it's enough. Like, it's enough. And I think the problem here is that we have not been given, and in particular landowners like Ms. Theda, have not been given the right just to say no. And now we're seeing that not only can you not say no, when you do say no, they will do everything they can to circumvent the law and to crush people that stand up to it, because that's kind of where we're at. But we had art parties. We did everything that we could before we took one step towards direct action to do this in a peaceful manner. We were at the governor's office every week, and every week he refused to speak to us. But in the meantime, he was speaking with Mary Landrieu, who used to be our senator, but now is a lobbyist for Energy Transfer Partners. See, this thing has uncovered so many problems that we have within our, and we all knew it, you know, but it's just the most obvious and glaring example of how these people don't work for the people, or they don't care, our so-called representation, right? And then when it came down to it and they got their permit, we had found this piece of property that the pipeline was going to go through. And for years, we had dreamed about having some space where we could show just transition, where we could teach oil workers how to do so. I mean, the oil industry is that bottomed out here in the last few years, and we've lost so many good jobs, you know. We want to show people how we can, you know, have a better way. You know, we want to have co-op gardens and all that. We dreamt about that for years. And finally, we find this beautiful piece of property, and the pipeline ran through it. Bayou Bridge Pipeline ran right through it. So we had gotten enough money together to buy the piece of property. We had prayers. We asked for permission from the original landowners, meaning the original people there, to fight there, to be there, and to create there. And we were given that. And we put out tobacco ties. And the very next day, the pipeline company came through, the surveyors, and they surveyed around that property. So that we showed right there that not only do prayers work, but when you stand your ground in a good way, that works, right? And so we felt good about that. But then as it goes down the line and we kept having landowners come to us and say, they're taking my property. I don't want that. I want them to move it. I don't want them here. And we saw how many times this company just crushed people and rolled through and didn't care. We kept going, and we have done now at this point. We've had pre-sits in the basin to stop construction. We've had lockdowns to stop construction. You know, we've done everything that we can to delay this project long enough that these lawsuits that are still in action that I spoke about on a state and federal level can go to court, because they're not due to go to court until, like, you know, September, October, November. And this company is just sloppily pushing pipe through as fast as they can, because in their head, like happened in up north, they think if they have the pipeline, you know, going, that no one's going to stop them. And as we've seen before, they're most probably right. So we've been putting our bodies on the line. They passed the law saying that what it did is it elevated pipelines to critical infrastructure, which means that people that are on the line now are facing 5 to 20 years in prison. And you know that more and more people are standing up and coming. Those are the most beautiful things I ever saw. It was very moving. It was very moving. We've never seen anything like that yet, you see. Not in this way, not against the oil industry, you know. We've fought back, you know, on civil rights issues. We've seen people fight back on women's issues and health issues and things like that. People stand up against taking these racist statues down. But for the first time, I'm actually seeing a movement in Louisiana of homegrown people supported by people who are coming from all over the United States that are saying very affirmatively and very strongly, we want to find a different way for ourselves, and we reject any company like ETP that injures and hurts people somewhere else and then comes into our space and into our lands to injure and hurt us. So seeing people make that sacrifice and put their bodies on the line like that is so moving and makes, I think, more and more people want to stand up in this way. I'm very proud of the work that's happening here, but I'm also very fearful for the people. We have eight people who are facing felony charges right now.
Okay. I'm afraid
And not one of them, by the way, was on the easement or acting unlawfully. Not one.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave it there. There's so much more that we'd want to ask you, but we'll have to save that for another time. I really want to appreciate you both for being on the air with us today, Sherry Fotling and Theda Wright, with the Louis La Vie Water Protector Camp resisting the Bayou Bridge Pipeline being built by Energy Transfer Partners in Louisiana. Thank you both so much for being with us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. And people can go to nobbp.org to learn more.
That's nobbp.org. Thanks again.